What do we have here? Pirates. Yes. I could hear you singing your shanties thousands of miles away. So happy, jolly, joyful. Celebrating another successful plunder, I'd imagine. But where are your shanties about me, All the pirating, all the ransacking, and not one sacrifice to the one responsible for your unhindered, carefree journeys on these very waters. Come on then, pirates. Sing me a shanty, won't you? Don't I deserve a song in my honor? After all your safe passages along my waters? Not one word. Too afraid, I suppose. All of you looking at me in horror. As you should be. You have taken advantage of me as others have done in the past. And you will pay for your misdeeds, for your blatant disrespect with your measly, pathetic lives, just as those before you have, because I always get what I want, at whatever cost. Do not move from where you are, any of you. I could end you all in an instant. Do not give me a reason to. I'm here for my own merrymaking of sorts, after all. Captain. Yes, you mortal. The one with the striking hat. Step forward. I said step forward. Do not make a mockery out of my commands, or I will drag this ship to the bottom of the ocean and take you and every single last one of your crewmates down with me. Does the idea of you fading into non-existence so suddenly sound pleasant to you? Then step forward. I will not repeat myself again. Good boy. What is the name of your ship, Captain? Caspera. Caspera. The name is familiar. The Keeper of Treasure. A fitting name indeed. And yet, what is treasure and what is trash is merely a matter of perspective. But we shall soon find out what treasures your Caspera truly holds. Riches of some sort, no doubt. Treasure that will soon be mine. Now, Captain, it is your duty as the head of this ship to know the waters you are sailing across, is it not? You have heard the tales, the stories, the legends. Then who am I? Say my name. The sea goddess, Ra, Ra, Ran. That's correct, Captain. Say my name in fear, or say it in reverence. I do not care either way. My name is Ran, and I am indeed the goddess of this sea, the goddess of these very waters. I will lift my foot out of the sea and place it above your ship before I bring it down upon you. You and your crew will bow before it in veneration, in awe and wonder, at the privilege of being in the presence of a goddess. Something you should have done long ago. How disappointing that you had to be provoked to give me what I am owed. I even gave you time. I waited patiently. But your greed and lack of humility has blinded you from what you should have been afraid of all along. Me. Now you will give yourselves over to me without hesitation, with honor, because, Captain, you and your pathetic crew will serve as a sacrifice to me now. You will take the place of an offering, one of which I am rightfully owed. One wrong move and I will bring the pad of my foot down on your precious Caspera. And you and your crew will go down with your beloved Keeper of Treasure to live at my feet for all of eternity as my treasure. A small addition to the hundreds of thousands of crippled skeletons and fractured bones that already lay at my feet. Underneath me, wherever I roam, constant companions. A reminder to all of the power that I wield. Do you understand, Captain? Good. You see my foot above you now. The sheer presence of it. The high arch and cushiony pad. Waiting for you to be pressed underneath. Your final moments before you meet your end. Now bow before me. You are in the presence of greatness. So obedient, except for you. You cannot look away, even after I have commanded it. Do you enjoy the thought of being shattered beneath my foot, mortal? Brought to the bottom of the ocean to be slowly crushed underfoot. Your last image, the snug, serene pad of my foot. Your final feeling, the soft embrace of it, as I squish the life out of you. Then so be it. Maybe a change of plan is in order. It appears my appetite lies elsewhere. You, disobedient one, come closer. Your lack of submission, even if it is due to astonishment and admiration, with a mixture of fear, is making me lose my patience. I said come closer. Now. You will be the first sacrifice, pirate, and you will submit to me as I am owed, or I will squeeze the life out of you with my fingers. I have brought my toes down before you now. Listen closely to my words, mortal. You will climb in between my big toe and the one next to it. Perfect. And now you will be squeezed between my toes instead. How does that feel, mortal? This is the price for your disobedience, even after I have warned you. A nice, tight hug by the very foot you were hypnotized by. Your face is turning blue, finding it hard to breathe. I can hear your bones starting to crack. Your eyes are starting to bulge out of their sockets. Does death excite you, or are you still afraid? You're so close to it. Can you taste the afterlife, mortal? Enough then. I have tenderized you sufficiently to be consumed, to be swallowed whole. Come here, into the palm of my hand, and I will lower my foot back into the sea. You will instead be given the chance to fade away in my stomach now. broken, and left wondering how different your life might have been if you had learned some subordination, some humility, and resignation allotted to those who are above you. I am a goddess. My desires and wishes are far more urgent than your own. You should thank me for giving you the opportunity to ponder on this before your inevitable end. Maybe then you can die honorable enough. Good little pirate. Then down you go. Now you are confined to my stomach until the ends of time. As for the rest of you, I am pleased. You have remained where I have left you, trembling a bit more now, but that cannot be helped. You are all just humans after all. I suppose it is clear now that the fate of being crushed under my foot lies with some other defiant soul, or souls, somewhere in the future. A future that none of you will now no longer belong to. I admit there is no denying it. I have developed a taste for mortals more recently. Your comrade felt delectable sliding down my throat. I hope you all could see as he slid down my long, delicate esophagus. And finally to my gut. The craving I had for him was just too much. Can you see his little body pushing against my belly? He is still conscious, able to hear me. But there is no forfeiting his inevitable fate of absorption. You see, it wasn't too long ago that I made an example of a Viking king by swallowing him whole. Of course you have heard of him, Captain. I see it in your eyes, the wonder, the fear. Know then that it was a promise I made to him for his submission, for his eventual repentance, that his name would live on for all to remember as the Viking King, the one whom satiated my very being by nourishing my existence with his very own life. Forever a part of me now, but as a warning of which you failed to heed, didn't you, Captain? And now your disregard for the threat made by me through the Viking King and his thousands of berserkers will cost your own life and the life of your pirate crew as well. Do not move an inch, any of you. I will not allow you to turn on your captain now. It is too late for that. He promised you all he made offerings to me, but he is a swindler by nature, much like all of you, and you pirates. You left the fate of your lives in his hands and enjoyed the blissfulness of ignorance by not concerning yourself with much else, other than drinking yourself into a stupor and copulation with wenches. And now you will die by this chosen fate. You will die by me. But I won't lie to you, Captain. I do feel somewhat pleased that it has come to this. After all, the Viking King, he did taste so divine, lush, delicious, and the feeling of devouring a human whole. Yes. Swallowed whole. His very own life. His entire existence. A type of atonement for his lack of humility. And now, that will be your payment as well, Captain. For you and your measly crew of pathetic pirates. For your lack of respect and devotion to me and my kindness. For your inability to give me the proper sacrifice. For allowing you safe passage on my waters. Becoming wealthy off of my very own back. Without a single reparation in return. Not one single song. And now all that treasure means naught. Your comrade is fading in my belly. And in need of company. I need to be satiated. Nourished. It is time now for the rest of you to join him in my stomach. Your final resting place. Let us begin. There are 9 more of you left. Who will be the next to walk the plank? Where do you think you are going, little marauder? It seems you did not take my warnings about doing as I say and staying where you were at to heart, trying to jump ship, and so soon. Tisk, tisk, tisk. You have volunteered yourself to be the second then. All the rest of you pathetic pirates, you will watch and wait patiently for your turn to be consumed. To be devoured. Do not test my patience. I am playing nice. But you have all heard the tales. Do not dismiss how violent and sadistic I can be as empty threats. For I am Ran, a proud goddess, one deserving of honor, and you will do as I say. Or I will show you an ending. That would make even hell. Goddess of Niflheim. Proud. As for you, pirate, enjoy your journey past my soft, supple lips, over my warm, wet tongue, down my gullet, and finally, into my stomach. You will be the second sacrifice of many more to come. Consider it a prestigious position and slide through me with dignity. Or don't. Your fate is the same either way. Captain, watch as your comrade slides down my warm, velvety esophagus and into my empty belly. Can you see him? Can you see his body pushing against my skin as he moves? A part of me now, a part of my body. A part of a goddess, a part of Ran. What a lovely sight indeed. Do you enjoy your final resting place, little pirate? Trapped in my stomach now for all of eternity. And that is the fate of the rest of you as well. Who is next then? Don't be coy. You will be next. Yes, you, mortal. You look resigned to your fate. a nobleman among pirates. How very interesting and surprising. Then come, little human. I have a special treat for you in mind. You are calm in your resolve, but I want to feel you fighting for your last breaths in this world. Would you like to wrestle my tongue? Of course you would. Wouldn't you, pirate? Because it is what I want. Then it is time for you to meet your match and duel with my thrashing tongue. Do not give in to me too easily, human, or you will find yourself dead in an instant. Are you ready? Then begin. Yes. I can feel your tight grip on my tongue. Does it feel like an embrace? What a conflicting thing to be nestled into the soft, warm crevices of my tongue while in a literal battleground fighting for your life. There is something to be said about simultaneous occurrences that pull us in opposite directions. A paradox between the very basic desire of wanting to stay alive and the allure of another basic desire, an eagerness of wanting to submit to me completely, to surrender. Perhaps it is too easy. Let's see how well you can hold on to your composure when you're struggling under the weight of my thick, wet, playful tongue. How does it feel to be held hostage by something that could offer you so much pleasure in a different situation? Your pitiful attempts to push my heavy tongue off of you. Do you still feel resigned to your fate? Calm. What is it like to fight against something knowing you never had a chance at winning from the start? Your strength is fading, little pirate. Then I will seal your destiny and make you wait no longer. Tumble down my throat as I tilt my head back. It is always so much more delectable when you are able to take the fight out of your sustenance. Delicious indeed. And another lush addition to the pit of my stomach. Which of you will follow the others who await you there? Your faces all say different things. Fear, sadness, horror, yearning even. What a variety of different personalities you have, Captain. I hope you are enjoying this as much as I am. Seeing your debts to me being paid out right in front of you. Look at me caressing my belly. Their tiny little hands reaching out to me. But you little marauder, you look angry. That is indeed a new one for me. Does it madden you to know that you will soon be swallowed? That your fellow crew members, your fellow comrades, have been swallowed whole already? You think it is not time for you to die. I can assure you it is very much your time to embrace death, you pitiful little pirate. You will see that if I will it, it is so. To defy the resolve of a goddess is deplorable, and you will pay the price without any form of satisfaction. Good riddance. May you fade slowly in the pit of my stomach for your disgrace. Can you see him thrashing in my throat, Captain? Clawing at it as if this will amount to anything but humiliation. Kicking and pounding all the way down through my body. His fists pounding my belly now. How pathetic. How disgraceful. And you allowed someone like this to be a member of your crew, Captain. Someone without a hint of subordination, even to me. I should hope that even among pirates, swindlers such as yourselves, no more of you will lower yourself to such a degrading stature like your comrade is now, like an animal. And still, he fights, beating at my insides. Can you all see this? Look at this disgusting display. Resisting when he could be repenting. When he should feel grateful for such a fate as being devoured by a goddess. I will show you all what happens to disgusting dogs who refuse to yield. Watch me as I pull him out of my stomach by reaching my hand down my throat. You have defiled yourself by your lack of submission to me, pirate. Turan. Do you think you are tough, mortal? You flail and thrash about like a child. I will show you what true fortitude looks like on a man. Can you bear it without crying and sniveling like an insolent beast? I wager not, but we will find out. I will place your head between my teeth. If you cannot show obedience to me, your bones cracking and breaking at the slightest pressure of my jaw tensing. And while you are still alive, I will start to pull your body away from your head ever so slowly. Your neck in torment and agony as your body is being ripped apart. You will feel every muscle being pulled, every nerve snapping, every vein exploding at the pressure. And only then will I start to bite down on your skull, crushing your head slowly between my teeth, your body tearing, while your cranium falls apart around you. My teeth and mouth, the only thing you see in your final moments. Flashes of pain before your eyes. Your blood leaking out and clouding your vision as the pressure weighs in around you. A prison of carnage. I will not stop until what is left of your sanity leaves you. Can you imagine it, mortal? I hope you are terrified. I will not finish until you are filled with an inconceivable pain, with agony that is boundless. And when you are finally dead and broken, I will swallow your pulverized body to serve as a reminder to others to be thankful for the opportunity of serving a goddess, for having a purpose. What's the matter, little pirate? That doesn't sound pleasant to you. Submit to me now, then. If you so much as ball your hand into a fist while inside of me, I will pull you back out of my stomach, and my words will no longer be a threat, but a promise. I'm glad you could finally see it through my eyes. Now behave as you have promised, or face my wrath, you ungrateful little wretch. Look at his obedience now, gently pressing against my throat, flowing gracefully through my body and into my belly, even going so far as to nuzzle and stroke the lining of my stomach. You see, Captain, with the proper threat, even a mangy dog can be taught to heal. What's this? A volunteer to be consumed next. You should be proud of this crew member, Captain, and watch his final moments in this world with diligence. How very honorable of you, little pirate. Then I will have fun with you. In fact, I will indulge in tasting you. Come here, little mortal. A unique flavor indeed. And mixed with the fear and eventual obedience of your last crew member. Well, can that lusciousness even be put into words? Tell me, Marauder, did you ever think your life would end in such a magnificent way, such as being tasted and devoured by a goddess? I can taste the grog on you as well, surely slipping around in my warm, wet mouth is much more exhilarating than the life you were living on the sea. Pillaging and raiding only to be able to afford some subpar alcohol to drown yourself in, to avoid the stink of your reality. But I can't lie. It adds a unique taste to you that seems necessary, as if it was part of your essence itself. I am very pleased with you, Morta. Your submission to me as a sacrifice has satisfied me. It is time for you now to slide past my supple, thick tongue and down through my tight, yet soft, firm throat as part of your journey to being absorbed by me forever, to become a part of me, a part of Ran, to slowly fade away in my belly. Down you go then, little pirate. Do the remainder of you see how benevolent I can be when given the proper respect? The proper regard as a goddess of this very sea you drift on? You see, Captain, even among pirates, there are those with kingly resolves. Look how he lovingly slid down my gullet, not only accepting his fate as a contribution to me, but embracing it. He sits now in my belly, cradling his head against my insides. Can you see it? Forever bound in my belly now. You are a worthy sacrifice indeed, little pirate. And yet, none of the rest of you that are left have offered yourselves up willingly as the next one to be swallowed, as your comrade before you has just done, to be consumed, absorbed. Then I will take what is rightfully mine. You two, you both have been weeping this whole time, holding hands, waiting for your inevitable demise. What a humane display of camaraderie. You two can meet your end together then. Your fate calls you all the same. But remember these words as you are sliding past my now engorged lips, as you are slipping over my moist tongue. And finally, as you drop down the delicate passage to my partially filled belly. A belly that is full now with half of your crew. Remember that you may take that journey together, but you will die alone, fading into oblivion, fading into me, being absorbed as mine, nourishing a goddess. And in the very end, it will only ever be you and me, no one else. You're welcome, little pirates. Down you go together. Look at them both clustered together, sliding through my body. Their limbs pressed up against my skin as they slide down to my gut, their final resting place. What a delicious sight to have you two trapped within my belly now. It leaves me wanting more. No, needing more. Are you satisfied with yourself for destining your men to this fate, Captain? Do not look away from their final moments, for it is ultimately you who has destined them to such a fate. You will watch their sacrifices to me. You. Yes, you little pirate. You are next. Come here in my hand now. I want to taste you. I want to suck on you until it feels like the flesh on your body just barely remains intact, where it feels like your skin could slip off at any moment. Your insides feeling like they might be tugged, pulled, ripped through your flesh as I savor you. As I drink you in, what do you think it feels like to be sucked so hard that your skin finally does come off your limbs? Your insides being sucked through the gaps between your bones, your brain melting through your eye sockets as I suck harder and harder, urging your insides to my tongue where they can be savored. Suctioning your internal fluids, your internal organs out of you. Until finally, only your skeleton remains. the final piece of you being swallowed at the end of it all, slipping down to my stomach to be joined by your insides. Your insides that were contained in your skeleton only a little time prior. Oh, not to worry, little pirate. You have not warranted such a tragic death, or have you? It is time for me to taste you now, tiny one. In you go. You do taste divine, pirate. I have had my fill of you now. Now you must join the others who await your arrival. Look at him slipping down through my body with such ease, stretching my skin as he flows through my gullet. Is it not an honor to be part of me now, little mortal? Confined to my belly now for the rest of time. And then there were two. Well, we all know that the captain is the last to go down with his ship, so to speak. That means you are next, tiny little marauder. Oh, not to worry, captain. It is soon your turn. Let me taste you with a tip of my tongue and give you a few complimentary licks, so we elevate your anticipation. I cannot wait for our time together, Captain. It will surely be a memorable one. But first, as I said, it is your time, little pirate. Number 9. Were you hoping you'd make it until the very end like this, human? I sense a giddiness from you. A sense of elation. Pleasure. Are you excited to become my next morsel? You enjoyed being able to see what happened to all your crewmates before you then, pirate. Did it create a build-up for you? An ascension to euphoria in which you finally meet your own point of submission? The ultimate climax. To finally be able to give yourself to me. To sacrifice yourself to me freely. Your words are very sweet, little marauder. But understand that being devoured and watching someone be devoured are very, very different things. Then I shall give you your ultimate pleasure by allowing you to become mine completely, because it is my will, first and foremost. How lucky of you that we want the same thing. Listen closely then, my tiny little pirate. I will lay out my tongue for you on the dock of this ship. You will walk onto my silky, warm, welcoming tongue. And then you will lay down. Do you understand? Then I will roll you up into my tongue and gently caress you with it until I decide to slurp you down and swallow you whole. Do you understand your responsibilities to me, little marauder? Good boy. Then climb in. I still sense their exhilaration. They are genuinely enthralled at being my sacrifice, Captain. How very enchanting. Then enjoy your final resting place in the pit of my stomach as the worthy offering that you were, little pirate. Even through his elation at being mine, though, Captain, you should have seen the terror on his face as I slurped him down. Temporary, but still so amusing. Still very satisfying. Finally, it is your turn to atone for your disrespect, Captain. Come here in my hand, now. You, the one who is to blame for all of this, the one who thought they could get away without giving me, Goddess of the Sea, Ran, the proper offering for your carefree passages across my surf. The proper sacrifice for sailing across my waters as you plunder and pillage your way around my territory. All for treasure, pirating gold and jewels that couldn't even begin to buy you out of your death that is now staring you in the face. A death you could have avoided by giving me what I am owed. What is rightfully mine. Now your treasure amounts to simply wasted trinkets and useless stones. All your days sailing on my waters for nix. Caspera? You talk to me of your ship at a time like this, Captain. A final request. I do not owe you anything. Be lucky I have let you talk at all, mortal. My very presence is a gift to you. Where do you think you are going? After everything you have just witnessed, you think you can escape me with some feeble attempt at suicide? No. You will heed the consequences of your ego for thinking you could evade your debt to a goddess. For thinking you could evade me. I will bring you down to my stomach for you to see the cost of your transgressions. Do you see the results of your incompetence, Captain? Your entire crew resides now, forever, in my gut. Can you see the hands of those still conscious pressing against my belly? Reach out and touch them, Captain.
I said, reach out and touch them.
You will soon join them. They await your arrival. Can you hear them crying for you? Begging for your reunion with them. Do not look away. This is your doing. Your disgrace. Touch their hands and tell them that you will join them very, very soon. Good boy. That is a good little captain. Now, look into my eyes and face your death with dignity. I know the value you place on your ship, Caspera. It has more meaning to you than meets the eye, doesn't it? A remembrance. All that remains left of a long lost soulmate. Then do not disappoint me in your submission to me as my sacrifice. Only then will I consider leaving your ship above water, Captain. Your own special warning, much like the Viking King's name, to those that come after you, to always pay homage or pay the price. I hope you won't mind me licking and tasting you one last time, my tiny little captain. I do love the taste of obedience on you. Now it's time for you to give yourself to me.
Now listen to my command.
You will walk across my tongue and slide down my throat yourself now. Won't you, Captain? Yes. Yes, you will. Then show me your repentance, mortal. Do as I bid now, and offer yourself completely to me.
You have pleased me, Captain. I accept your atonement for your disobedience and will leave your beloved ship, Caspera, to sail across my waters to haunt those who would dare to step aboard it recklessly. You can fade away into me, knowing that it is my final token of gratitude for your devotion to giving yourself over to me, for becoming mine willingly at the very end. Now you and your entire crew are bound within an omniscient goddess, swallowed one by one. Now trapped in my stomach, I can feel you all now within my full belly. Can you feel me pressing my hands against you? Caressing you all there now. A small display of gratitude for becoming mine. fading away now in my stomach, but in the end, still mine, forever. Is it not absolute bliss to be absorbed and consumed by me, to satiate and nourish my very being? Yes, in perpetuum as mine. Thank you, Captain. I will cherish you and your crew now for all of eternity. Ha 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 ha